When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What's up? Welcome and greetings. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Cytosol School. And I've got a great story for you today. It is all about the Mexican swine flu. Well, actually, it's not all about the Mexican swine flu. That's just kind of how it starts. The Mexican swine flu leads to a virtual language lab and a $1.5 million side hustle. Like I said, it's a great story. When disaster strikes, how will you respond? Will you say, woe is me? Will you say, all is lost? Or will you consider if there's a way to reframe the situation and rise from the ashes? This is why I love disaster and recovery stories, especially when it comes to a small business when something goes terribly wrong, but then ends up leading to a completely new direction that the person might not have otherwise found were it not for that disaster. And this story is especially poignant. Faced with a dramatic loss of income when language students stop coming to Mexico, this creative engineer reinvents the model and builds that $1.5 million business. So lots of lessons learned along the way, and he's also offering a free trial lesson to all of our listeners. So if you're interested in learning another language, you'd like to see how this virtual instruction works, well, just stay tuned. Details are at the end of the story, and we're going to link everything up in the notes as well. So stay tuned. Here's a quick shout out to our sponsor, and then on with the show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In 2008, Ray Blakely was in charge of operations and marketing for a Spanish language school in Mexico when the swine flu struck. A lot of U.S. news outlets presented over-the-top, plague-like coverage of the event, and he was worried that students would stop crossing the border for classes. His worries proved to be well-founded, as the upcoming classes almost completely emptied out. This was hugely problematic, not only for Ray's income, but even more so for the teachers. But hope was restored for all involved when Ray came up with an inventive idea. One that would not only benefit him greatly in the long run, but also a lot of teachers, as well as a lot of students. You see, Ray decided he would start his very own language classes via Skype. Now, when he started this, it was a novel concept. It would give teachers a realistic opportunity to continue earning a living by teaching online. And he called it livelingua.com, which I suppose could also be pronounced livelingua.com, but we're going to go with live. Now, first, here's some brief background on Ray. He was born in the Philippines to an American father and Filipina mother, then spent much of his childhood growing up in Turkey, where his parents ran a publishing house in Istanbul. He later moved to the U.S., where he attended boarding school. To fast forward a bit, in his early 20s, he noticed an ad for the U.S. Navy that had the slogan, "If someone wrote a book about your life, would you want to read it?" The question spoke to him. He responded with, "Yes, I want mine to be worth reading." But it wasn't actually the Navy he joined. Later that day, he was on the Peace Corps website, applying to sign up. 3 months later, having sold his car and condo, Ray shipped off to Mexico, which is where he eventually met his wife. Both of them were volunteers there, and ironically, Ray's parents had also met in the Peace Corps. Both Ray and his wife now joke that when their son is in his 20s, they'll send him to the Peace Corps to search for his soulmate. But let's get back to business. Before joining the Peace Corps, Ray had a background in computer programming, having taken jobs as a programmer for Fortune 500 companies. This knowledge helped him build the website for LiveLingua, which started with just 5 simple pages. He also says now that the first version looked embarrassingly bad. But that's okay, that's how it works. And he began implementing SEO into his website, and it soon began to race up the rankings in Google. Ray ran the marketing side of things. His Mexican wife, who was and still is a teacher, oversaw the classes. Roughly 2 months down the line, demand began to skyrocket, so they hired more teachers to ease the workload. All of these classes were conducted remotely through Skype, so I guess you could say the Skype was the limit. Ray had found a winner with LiveLingua. After 6 months, he was bringing in $4,000 to $5,000 a month, all through SEO marketing, and with only a startup cost of $60, $59.99, for a Bluehost annual subscription. This was more than he was earning from his full-time position as a director at the other language school. And so he didn't quit his full-time position right away. He stayed there for another 12 months, scared that his success was just a fluke. Then another disaster arrived, one that wasn't publicized as much as swine flu, but that still had serious consequences for Ray's new business. Google made a major change to its algorithm, and Ray's website disappeared from the rankings overnight. It took him a year and a half of hard work to get back to where he was before the change. And he says now, "I wish we hadn't depended so much on another company for our business." Lesson learned, as of today, LiveLingua generates annual revenue of $1.5 million, and Ray has staff working for him throughout the world, all remotely. Meanwhile, the language classes cost students as little as $10.99 per hour. Among several other projects, he's now working on a podcast called The Anomalous Educator, which launched recently with the goal of helping teachers make money online as a side hustle or to even replace their 9-to-5 full-time income. He thinks teachers worldwide aren't paid enough money, which is what inspired him to launch that podcast. Everything began with that $59 web host subscription and a clever idea in response to the swine flu. When disaster strikes, how will you respond? Will you treat it like the end of the world? Or will you perhaps look for a silver lining of sorts? Maybe not a silver lining, maybe not the whole thing about, you know, the door closing and one door opening, but perhaps just a redirection, a way of thinking differently that could lead to something you wouldn't otherwise have imagined. Great story here, a huge success. Big congratulations to Ray and his team. Now, as mentioned, he's offering our listeners a free trial language lesson. If you'd like to check it out, we're going to link that up on the show notes page. Along with everything else I talked about in this episode, including his new podcast as well, Anomalous Educator. Sounds great. I'm going to check it out myself. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. That notes page is sidehustleschool.com/1012. That is 1012 or 1012. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure you're subscribed. A lot more is coming up, and I hope you will join me for it. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.